There you are. All right.
I am here.
Hello.
Hola.
Welcome. Is Zach here?
No, he's dead.
Do I just send another one out to him?
Psst, Zach.
He disappeared. I'm like 90% sure.
Him, I guess.
Oof. He was so happy about being one of the main hosts today.
I know, right? I just changed it too, so this will be kind of annoying.
What do you mean you just changed it?
He changed it to Gavin, Zach.
Brendan, and Brendan. Ah, there he is.
Why?
You're late, by the way.
Yeah, you're late.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Gavin, Zach, and Brendan's Cryptid Podcast.
Why is my name last? Hold up, why?
No, I think you mean Zach Brenda. You mean Brenda.
For this episode, we're going to be calling Brendan Brenda.
Someone give me a 10-gauge shotgun.
Who's Brenda?
What do you mean, who's Brenda? You're talking to him. You're in the same
chat. Yeah, Brenda Moore.
Who's Brendan?
Oh, okay. That's a question you should all ask yourself.
Now, in case any cryptid people hear this and want to come on the podcast, you can reach me at a few emails. I may link them in the description of the episode.
Why don't you just say the main one? I am going to do
a quick shout out and a big thank you to Ashton McCauley for coming on last week's episode. Just real quick.
You mean
yesterday's episode?
I was about to say. Pretty sure I haven't not been here for that long.
So thank you to him. If you're listening to this, thank you so much for coming on. And
yeah, we appreciated it.
We had a good time.
I'm not gonna name names, but I did ask another person on.
Everybody but me.
I'm not gonna name names, but I did ask another one on, and he declined. I'm not surprised.
He was mean to us.
He wasn't mean. He's a professional with this. So I understand his concerns, and I understand that he wants to be advertised correctly.
So he was very depressed. I'm going to
respect that, and when we finally get our stuff together, I will contact you again.
Honestly,
you know who you are.
It's not
that
we can't. Well, it's not that it's not possible. It's just we can't.
Yeah, it's not possible. It's just for us right now. It is not possible to do better audio quality, mainly because COVID-19, and I can't take what I do in Anchor and put it into something Ashton recommended be called Audacity. There's just a big problem with that. I don't know what it is. I can't take out background noise. I easily would. I just can't right now. Soon as we get this done, I am going to start recording through Audacity, and from there, we'll have better sounding podcasts, and hopefully.
What are we going to start recording?
So we're going to still record technically through Anchor, but we're going to use Audacity. And what it does is it's a, sounds like a sponsorship for them, but it's not. They are an audio thing, so it'll just make our audio clear, thankfully. And I actually do have a microphone, just in case you didn't know that person who we're talking about. I do actually have a microphone. Just with COVID-19, we can't do anything about it. We don't have a spot where we can go and record without fear of getting COVID-19. Now, granted, the town we live in is fairly secure from COVID. It's still just we're not able to safely walk around town yet. So once this thing's dealt with, we will get back to our normal routine. We'll have better sounding audio quality. And brand new news, I'm actually going to be starting my own segment of this podcast with interviews. I'm going to be interviewing people from the reptile community, from the cryptid community, and from a little bit of both. So we'll just kind of see how that ends up.
Gavin will be the main host
from the both community.
Every single video.
My favorite community, the both community. Gonna be honest.
Thank you. And today we are doing another creature battles thing. And today we have one more person joining us, my friend Cole.
Yes.
He has wanted to come on the podcast for a while, so we're letting him on today, and we're going to see how this works out. Maybe he'll come back on again. Don't 100% know. Leave your thoughts in the comments of the video below, wherever you're commenting. And, well, let's get into it. Cole, do you want to start off with your cryptid?
Well, wait, so do you just want me to say, like, what?
Just say what it is, And name some facts off about it. And at the end of this round,
or
just one of them.
Just
the first one. Okay. This is round one. So I probably should explain the rules to Cole. You have three cryptids. Yeah. You're going to go, it's going to be three rounds. At the end of each round, after everyone has said their cryptid, we will decide which one would win in a fight, basically. It's a spinoff of Ashton McCulley's. I actually talked about this in our last podcast one. About how this is a spinoff of something he did earlier.
Using. Gavin, you need some more originality there,
Yeah.
Well, he even said it himself. People use this format a lot because it's a fun format. I know we had a great time last time we did it.
Could one of you guys go first just so I can see, like, what, like, you know.
All right, definitely.
All right, Brandon will go first, then do you want to go second, Cole?
Do it.
Sure. Yeah, I just want to, like, see.
It's fair enough.
You know, like.
And then Zach will go last because he's a baby.
All right. My thing's name is Jesse.
You went with another one of those? It's going to be like Bessie from last week.
It is a sea animal, and it is in the Atlantic coast of the United States.
Nice. Are you reading stuff off the Wikipedia article I sent you?
No.
Doesn't matter. Like, I'm doing that too, so.
I'm using my mind powers.
I would use the Wikipedia article.
Mine.
I win.
You don't just get to declare that.
I win.
You can't do.
I win purely off the name of Jesse.
Okay, the name's not going to help you in a fight, Brendan.
Yeah, well, I will stun them with my beautiful
name. Oh, okay. Okay, how about this one?
Vodka's not either.
Nessie. It's the same thing, but with an N. Yeah. It's basically a sea giraffe, long neck, and it's
so
a
it's
nest.
Me swimming. All right, so
yeah.
It's basically me swimming. Right.
So, unless you want to say that you wouldn't beat Jesse, I mean...
You think I'm strong?
Yes.
Is that it? Are you just read stuff off the Wikipedia article. Name some facts.
I did. Long neck. Large in size.
Alright, I went with British big cats.
Oh, and it has humps.
Nice. I went with British big cats. This one was kind of a long shot. I didn't know what you guys would be going for with the first ones you did. This one obviously isn't going to win. They're basically called Phantom Cats and Mystery Cats. There's not really any actual scientific studies to prove that they exist or they don't exist. They're basically just panthers and pumas, or black panthers and black pumas, that just kind of roam around Britain. I would say they're kind of deadly in a sense. I wouldn't really say they're...
Has there been any murders?
No, there hasn't. So,
Gavin.
Oh, here's some sightings, actually. Let's look at some sightings.
Wait, Gavin, I have a question.
What?
You said something about a mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, mystery.
Does that mean Scooby-Doo
should
is
we bring
all-
in-
involved?
I was about to say, should we bring in Scooby-Doo? Oh, there's no way.
So actually, we have a few sightings of these animals actually being shot in the wild. We have a Canadian lynx shot in Devon in 1903. Inverness Shire, Scotland in 1980. And
if it was shot, it's probably pretty weak.
Anything can be shot and killed depending
That's a
on
lie.
The right caliber
Not
of
if it's
bullet.
Underwater.
Depends.
False. You can still shoot something while it's underwater.
Depends on the caliber Please. Of the round. Also,
every
you have
single
thing,
one of
you have this magical thing
water.
Called a torpedo, Zachary.
Yeah, but no one's going to
There's also underwater pistols.
Yeah,
it's also underwater.
In 1989, a jungle cat was hit by a car in Shropshire. In 1991, a Eurasian lynx was shot near Norwich, Norfolk. And there's a lot more that actually go on. A European wild cat. Huh. It's like a mix between a normal house cat and, like, a lynx. It's kind of weird.
What you're telling me is it's small.
This one is the Eurasian.
So, is your entire list just cats?
Pretty much, there. This entire thing is cats. Yeah.
All right, Zachary. Go. All right.
Not a lot of competition.
Wait, hold up. If it's something stupid, I'm gonna be mad at you.
No, I have chosen Caddy.
What?
Is this another? Yeah. Is this another like thing that has to do with the ocean?
Yes.
What's with everyone in the ocean?
Dude, the ocean's pretty spooky, man.
Catty.
We only know like 10%.
Oh, wait! A cat bro, isn't
it's
that
a
just
sea,
a
sea? Like, it's a sea serpent. And folklore, the Pacific coast of North America. Witnesses said to be. I can't read. It's said to resemble. There we go. A serpent with vertical coil or humps in tandem. Behind, like. Alright, I can't read. Alright, so it's this giant serpent eel with a horse head. And.
What's it called?
Big sea snake.
What's it called? It's called a Cadborosaurus.
Oh.
What the heck? Zoologists said that like long serpent-like sea animals are actually derived from this. So like humpback whales, basking sharks, you know those. So it's big.
Big snake.
Could be an example
swims
of king of herrings or giant oarfish. It can reach 17 meters in length and up to 300 kilograms.
Was this the one thing you actually did research for, Zachary?
No, I'm currently just reading off the page.
So basically big sea snake.
Is that what it was? Basically big sea snake?
It's very big. Extremely
big. I win, obviously.
Is that it?
I win.
What? What was that? I don't even remember yours, okay?
He had Chessie, I had Nessie.
I had
Kathy. I win.
The thing with Brendan is you always think that just because of the name, it's going to win you stuff.
He's not wrong.
In technical sense, I feel like Zax would win just because of the size.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like Zax would win. So that round goes to Zachary.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. The name always wins because in Godzilla versus Mothra, who won? Godzilla because of the name.
Yeah, totally. Not because Mothra had like...
Not because Mothra was just a giant moth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically saying that a bee and a fly wouldn't have a very good battle.
They wouldn't. The fly would lose.
The fly would lose extremely.
Are you sure about that?
No. It could put maggots in the fly and... It could put maggots in the bee, in which then the maggots would eat the inside of the bee until the bee...
Yeah.
Maggots only eat decomposing flesh.
It's a draw because...
No, they don't.
The bee killed the fly.
Unless it's...
Second round.
So Zach won that one.
Oh, yeah.
On to second. Brendan, start us off.
Big spooter.
Is that what it's literally called?
No, great spooter. I just called it big spooter.
Alright, what are some facts about it, Brendan?
It's big.
Okay, use the Wikipedia article, Brendan.
I did. It's nothing.
Read some stuff off about it.
It's big.
It was seen in Vietnam.
Vietnam?
It's invisible.
It's in the trees!
I wonder why the Vietnamese like our podcast so much.
Oh my god. It makes sense.
Wait, so what is it? It's a spider.
It's a big spider. It's a great
How
spider.
How big?
It's a big... No.
How
spooter.
Big?
Not spider.
How big?
I want to point out Brendan really strained his audio there.
Enormous.
Big spooter.
Enormous.
Can you give me...
On a scale of
okay,
one,
is
like,
there any other? Is there any sightings of it? Anything like that?
Vietnam.
Is that it? Like actual
what
sightings?
What was the estimated size that they give the witness?
It doesn't say the estimated size.
Might not have been a great one to pick then, Brendan.
Yeah. What if it's just like?
All right, Cole, you're next.
Spider.
Okay.
This is a big spider. It's not gonna win.
All right, Cole, you're next.
What if it's extremely venomous and it can pee on people and instantly kill them?
Shut up, Brendan. It's Cole's turn.
Okay, chupacabra.
Nice, but how would that help it in a fight against other things?
Because it sucks goats' bloods, and goats, they yell and they bite. So if you can beat a goat, I mean,
I think a lot of things can
kill a goat. I think I got the win. I think I got the win here.
Any other facts about it?
Okay, I can give you actual facts off the top of my head.
Not really.
Okay. So I'm gonna do this really quickly. Cryptids Decrypted, which is Ashton McCulley's our last guest host, did a segment on the Chupacabra. I would highly recommend you guys go check that out. And then, yeah, so go check that out. And he has some pretty good points in there. So that I'm happy you kind of brought that one up. Mine is the bunyip.
You're welcome. Did you just say a bunion?
A bunyip.
Oh my gosh, Gavin, that was mine.
Dude, bunion.
What's your name?
I hate you. Oof. Oh, I did so much research on that thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did someone leave? Cole did.
Good.
Oh, I'll invite him back, I guess.
We don't need him. We don't need him.
Big lag.
Okay, so it's a part of Aboriginal beliefs, and it's it was first sighted in the 1800s. I love the drawing of it, by the way, from the 1890s.
Wait, what is this?
The bunyip. So it's a water creature. It's believed to be closely related to hippos, actually.
I thought you were going to say it's closely related to Hitler, and I'm about to say, Gavin, that's not okay.
I did not know that.
No, Cole, you can't say that.
I'm sorry.
What did you say? Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna get us.
What did he say?
I'm not saying it again. I'll text you
I'm
later.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that wasn't good. I didn't know. I thought that was...
So some of these pictures are... Some of these pictures of this creature are very strange.
Oh, you can edit it out.
There's one from 1935. And it's in the characteristics section. And it, looks like a weird squiggly snake monster coming out of the water.
Is it a whale, Gavin?
What's up?
Is it a whale?
No, it's like a weird seal thing with sharp teeth.
Then it doesn't win. Nope, you've already lost. Doesn't win.
Brendan, you don't get to decide that.
Yes, I do.
Just because of appearances doesn't mean they win. So, yeah, that's the bunyip. There's really not all... I know there's a lot, but, like, there's way too much for my eyes to read. So,
well, then read it more.
Okay, I'll read a little bit more.
No, you need to read it all. We need to reach the 2 hour.
I'm not doing that, Brendan.
We should make
apparently they lay eggs. Man. What the heck?
Did you do no research?
No, I didn't do this. Brendan took my second one.
Yeah, so. She was talking about me. I haven't looked at a single cryptid this whole time.
I'm gonna be entirely honest. I looked over the link that Gavin sent to me like for like a minute before the stream, and I'm
so
literally just
much
I have it
freaking research and you took it.
I just literally have my phone open.
Brendan originally actually took mine. I had done research on Chessie, so there's it's a seal dog. Yeah, okay, that's all I'm gonna really
It's a
go
seal
with.
Dog? It, shapeshift. It's ancient. It killed like 3 people in 1 year.
3 people really isn't that much.
That's really weird, 1 year though, too.
Yeah, but look at the I wanna point out, look at the cryptids we covered last time.
I'm gonna need a link for those.
It's a lake monster
spotted by a farmer who like left his wife. Like she his wife was washing clothes. He looks away, turns around. The thing has killed her in like 5 seconds. No noise. It's already fully disfigured and just mauling it. Like mauling the corpse.
Nice. Zach,
I think Brendan
your turn.
Wins this.
I haven't even gone yet.
Yep.
So thanks.
I chose the Jersey Devil.
I did that one last time.
No, we did
what?
That.
Yeah, pick another one.
Oh my god. Are you kidding?
That was my last one.
Are you kidding? Is this a joke?
Wait. No. Did you do any of the ones that I've done?
This is your fault.
No. So far we haven't.
Wait, really?
You guys suck.
I thought that you guys were just being nice.
No, so far we haven't done any of the ones you were talking about.
You should have been paying attention, Zach.
All right, so
I have been paying attention.
What I chose not in like 5 seconds is something called Champ or Champy. It's a lake monster.
Damn it, Zachary.
That's what you get. That lived in Lake Champlain, Vermont, New York, near us, actually. Pretty near us.
Hey, take away any personal location. Are all of yours just snakes?
No.
Yeah.
Sea snakes.
A lot of them are snakes, cool.
You know what's weird? All of these, kind of like thing, all it's... these like, what's it, land cryptids, they all kind of resemble people.
Well, yeah. In 1819 report in Pittsburgh,
nah, we're in China.
Cape Ant Serpent on Lake Champlain, reports a Captain Crumb sighting. An enormous serpent. Alright, shut up.
Like the cereal?
Crumb.
Alright, Brandon, stop.
An enormous serpentine monster. Crumb estimated the monster to be 187 feet long. 200 yards away from him. Despite the great distance, he claimed to have witnessed it being followed by two large sturgeon and billfish. It was able to see that it had three teeth and eyes the color of peeled onions. It also described the monster of having a belt of red around its neck and a white star on its forehead. 1883, Sheriff Nathan H. Mooney claimed that he had seen a water serpent about 20 rods from where he was on shore. He claims that he was.
You sound like you're about to cry.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to read the entire article.
Shut up. I'm trying to. There's round white spots inside of its mouth, and that the creature appeared to be about 25 to 30 feet in length. Mooney's sightings led to many more alleged eyewitnesses. Then Champ reported to can be seen in a video taken by fisherman Dick I can't pronounce that.
Zach, we get buffalo sauce. Okay.
All right. Brent, who that won the third so round? We're done with your
close examination of the images may be interpreted either.
I say I'm gonna be honest here. I think Gavin's won.
Yeah, Gavin. Well, then Gavin's was mine, and I have legitimate
yours was Gavin's.
Research on it, and I'm mad about it.
Are you sure yours isn't Gavin's?
All right, Zach, stop arguing. I don't know who. So who won?
I don't know. You.
Okay, so far Zach won and I've won.
I thought you said that was round three.
It's round two. We have one more left. I might have said round three.
I shall go.
God.
I had to randomly pick off.
Throw snow dragoon.
We did that one last time.
Ah!
What?
Okay, got throw snow dragoon.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Remember, Zach went from the Bear Lake Monster to the Brosno Dragon and talked about how it was vodka.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
For, like, literally an hour and a half. That's what it felt like.
Ubi Go Go.
What the heck?
The Ogo Pogo?
Lucas's gamer name?
Ubi Go Go.
You should really just, like, say it correctly.
I don't know how do you pronounce E, B, and U?
I was going to use this one, but...
Let me check. What are you looking at? Is it a sea animal?
You could say that.
Small, primitive, possible early...
I wasn't.
That one. Okay, hold up.
You going to put it into, like Siri or something?
Maybe. Where do you see... Oh. The Ubu Go-Go.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, the Ubagogo. Yeah, the Ubagogo.
That's what it's called. The Ubagogo.
Alright, and it was sighted in Indonesia.
Is it the only... Okay, give more facts about it, Brendan. Read the Wikipedia article.
Small, primitive, possibly early hominid. That's it. That's all it says.
Did you click on the name?
Oh, like you click on the name?
Wait, really? You can click on the... You're serious? You can click on the name?
What do you think? I got the... You think I'm actually gonna look up things?
I've just been reading the small...
Oh my god.
That's why when you said, do you have any more information... I just was like, nope, that's it.
Oh my god.
That's
you that's people.
All. Tell me to click on it, Gavin.
When you said research, I thought you meant like you saw it on the wiki article, then you looked up for like no. 3 hours.
Yeah, like,
you just the thing.
Alright,
okay, so are you done?
As have been able walkers and fast runners. Around 1.5 million.
Do you have dyslexia too?
No, I will literally read it word for word. Ubagogo has as having been able walkers and fast runners.
Huh.
Around
clearly that was not written by someone whose English was primary language. Wow, neither
is
mine.
That's the one.
They reportedly have wide flat noses, broad faces, and large mouths and hairy bodies. So they're
hairy booties.
No, bodies.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Is that everything,
also
Brendan?
Have long, precarious breasts.
Wait, what?
Okay.
We cannot say that word?
No, like chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like food.
Mm-hmm.
They were said to have manured and
manure.
Assumed to be their own.
They smell like poo.
First, you talk about
reportedly
that, and then you talk about
what was said to them in parrot.
So they talk fashion. About the thing, right, but so he talks about the thing before, and then he talks about them smelling like poo.
Okay, mm-hmm. Three main things. They're 1.5 meters tall. They have long, precarious breasts.
Please stop talking about.
And they're related to parrots.
Parrots? What the what?
What?
Yeah, they can talk back like parrots.
Okay, hold up.
So if I yell F-U, it could yell F-U back at me.
Yeah, look.
Don't swear.
Could you have a demonstration?
It was assumed to be their own language and can reportedly repeat what was said to them in a parrot-like fashion.
All right, Jeffrey, what a cracker.
Yeah. No, Gavin, no.
What?
Stop. No.
What?
Don't. Say the other thing that I know you're gonna say.
What do you think I'm gonna say?
Gavin, I'm not gonna say it.
Text me.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell it.
Oh, are you thinking?
I thought you were gonna say the other part.
No.
The first part.
He was gonna say
that stupid
no.
Cole. You're next.
Okay.
Able. I'm still stunned you can click on the name.
Surprise, you're stunned. I have to put that in the...
I was wondering how you guys were getting all that information.
Alright, Cole, go.
A-hools.
A-hools?
I think this is appropriate for our time. Enormous carnivorous bats.
Alright.
Carnivorous bats?
And, they are said to inhabit the rainforests of Indonesia. Believed to have a wingspan of 10 feet.
Nah.
So me.
Covered in black fur. Have powerful legs, claws, and they eat humans.
I just spit everywhere.
There are sightings of a-holes.
You can continue.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you're describing me.
All right. Alrighty, you guys done?
No, Zach didn't say anything.
Hey, I am going before Zachary.
Doba Hakuchu.
Okay, boys.
Can I
mine?
Distract Doba Hakuchu instead?
No, mine? Zach didn't say anything.
He's last.
Oh, yeah. Zach even here. Zach.
Did he just disappear?
Oh, my family's being...
I heard his mom talking. I think he's dead.
Okay, boys. I'm gonna go with mine. If Zach's here, he's here. Next time his turn is next. I did Mkele Bembe.
What?
Intelligente? I thought we were doing a podcast, Gavin, not
Mokele,
Spanish class.
It's pronounced Mokele Mbembe. It's a river thing, but it's actually a big sauropod thing. Looks like a brontosaurus kind of stuff.
A brachiodonkosaurus.
Yeah,
the broccolicosaurus.
Brendan.
You say Mr. Yeah, Evaporated Vodka Dragon, you're wrong.
It was actually a bear, yeah.
It made lakes that were made of vodka, then evaporated.
Okay, so it is... So what it's called?
It was a bear from Russia that was also made of water. But they don't have water in Russia, right? They have
vodka. They do. Water is one of the key ingredients in vodka.
Well, I mean, you shut up. Okay.
How do you think they made vodka?
So, Mkele Bembe translates to the one who stops the flow of rivers. It's a water-dwelling entity, and it has short, tiny, stubby legs that walk out of the water. Now, fishermen are so scared of this cryptid, right, that if they even see signs that it was at the lake, they won't go in the lake to go fishing.
Gavin.
Okay, so what you're saying is basically it's Nessie and Chessie and Cheesecake.
No, it is a stronger version of Moses. That is what he is saying.
Moses. Not Mosasaurus. Moses.
Yeah, the guy that split the river, it is a stronger version because he can stop the river.
Okay. Theory? Am I allowed to say... It's not offensive. It's a theory. Okay, so if Jesus could stand on... If he could walk on water, could he theoretically swim on land?
Walk. On
I don't know that question. That's something you'll have to look up. Let me get back to my thing now. Shut up.
Yes, they're right on water.
How much water? You know?
100% water. Maybe like 5% iron.
No. What percent of vodka is water?
Almost 98%.
Would he have to run fast, or we just sink under the other ingredients, you know?
Can I get back to my thing now, or are you going to keep talking about vodka?
All right. Someone vlog is pretty good. Like, what the percent of...
Apparently, this thing has such a hatred for hippos that where it's located in the Congo River Basin, hippos don't exist.
They could have just never existed there in the first place.
That's the local explanation for that thing. Apparently, this thing has such a hatred for hippos that if it even sees a hippo, it goes ballistic and just murders it and, like, stomps its face into the ground.
Okay, question. Where is this thing located again?
Africa.
Because I could just say that there's a monster in like, the Sahara Desert, and that's why there's no polar bears.
There's no water.
No, you can't. No, there is, Zachary.
Moses is still alive, and he's parting penguins and polar bears. They're meant to be together.
So, yeah, it's kind of weird, but, oh, okay. That's interesting. Apparently, to a German adventurer in 1911, it's described as a crocodile with no scales, instead gray.
A crocodiddly-doo.
A crocodiddly-doo. Crocodiddly-doo.
Okay.
So basically, a lizard.
So it's like an herbivore that kills. It's like an herbivore that kills everything that enters its lake. Interesting. It's located in Lake Tele in the Congo River Basin in Africa.
Zachary, check your turn. Gavin. There's no water in Africa. Therefore. Your monster drowns in vodka.
Yes, there is. I think you have an obsession.
You might need to get that checked out.
I think we should report you to.
Shut
your
mouth.
To report you to a toxicologist.
You do that.
Are you drinking, Zach? Zach, no. Before you answer this, have you been
no.
drinking, Zach?
No.
Too much vodka. Think only everything is vodka.
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
You know when like little kids pretend to be drunk after they eat candy? I hate that.
I hate that a lot.
No,
no. What little kids are you around?
Apples.
Are you sure you're not spiking their candy?
That may or may not have been my candy. Are you...
What? Okay, what?
An opioid question. Candy, Zach?
Instead of candy, he gives him opioids for Halloween.
I would like to know.
What would you like to know?
Where do you go?
South Park.
Stay away from me. Gotcha. Okay. Zach, okay. Tell us your crypto bucko, my poor boy.
Is into the Bronx. Called the Beast of Exmoor.
Depressed.
It resembles a...
Say that one more time.
X-Men.
Beast of Exmoor.
That's a weird name.
Yeah, X-Men.
Exegol.
Yeah, the X-Men.
It resembles a puma. Let's go! Panther, recorded to be somewhere between 4 and 8 feet.
Oops.
Very low to the
ground. Like me.
Very low to the ground. Having the ability to leap over 6-foot-tall fences with ease.
Like me.
Just fences
but
or
like
any
a fence
tall
is
object?
A tall object.
No, it's not.
No, you
to
said
me,
it's able
like...
to jump over
a well, if
fences,
it can jump over a fence,
is it only
a lot?
Is
it onto a platform?
No, because I can jump over my brother, and he's 4 feet tall. But I cannot jump over my couch. Because
it's
life
probably
of me.
Longer.
And that thing's only like
oh my God.
3 feet.
You
and
can't
a half
jump over.
Tall.
You can jump.
Hey.
All right. He can jump 6 feet in height with ease. I don't know how long he can jump.
Well, did he
I can jump a farmer feet named Eric Lee claims
yeah,
to have lost over 100 sheep, all of them apparently killed by violent throat injuries in like not even a month. There's even a report of a beast seeing.
Let's just call oh someone God. Being drunk. Let's just, no, that's just.
Can you not interrupt?
Stab sheep.
There was even a report
I mean,
of a beast seen fishing with his paw into the river.
Wait, did you just say he's frisking with the animals?
I did not say that. I said beast seen fishing
okay. Hold on,
with
wait,
its
wait,
paw.
Wait, Zach, wait. Gavin, are you there?
Yeah.
Alright, I just had to make sure.
Is that all you needed?
Wait, Gavin?
So if
are
we
you
could
there?
Stop interrupting.
President goes up to make a stand, tells everybody an announcement about coronavirus. Brendan walks in. Wait. Is my friend Gavin here? We were supposed to meet for ice cream after this, and I can't find him anywhere.
Hold up a minute. Is my dog here? I can't find him.
Your dog's a great Dane. How can you not find it?
You know, it's actually really
hey,
sad.
European
usually I like
great
to
Dane,
look
first of all.
Why does it have to be from Europe? Wait, so you drove to Europe all
no,
the way across
no,
the ocean
no,
just to
I
get your
breed.
Cat? How can you breed a European dog without going to Europe? How does that work?
Yeah,
honestly,
Brendan.
I'm listening
Irish.
To this while I do more research. So thank you.
Stop doing research.
Yes,
we don't
we
want
do.
A 2-hour long podcast.
Brenda, you're the one who said we need more length for so we can have a 2-hour podcast.
Oh, yeah, we need right, more main roles. We need some
anyways, the thing that's weird about it and that how we know it's a cryptid, not just like another big cat.
Not
cats like
Wait.
Just shut up during your turn. Can't you like be quiet?
Did you say crippled? You said crippled.
Alright. I'm sorry.
Brandon, yeah, let him
it is cryptid.
Brandon, let him
speak.
Cryptid.
Yeah, Brandon.
See, it's...
No, you
I'm
said it wrong
currently
again.
Reading
Brandon,
it.
Shut up.
It's cryptid.
Okay. How we know it's that... and not just a big cat is that cats like these don't live in the UK. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I do.
What if somebody imported a lion from China?
It's not a lion.
Yeah.
It's like black. And...
yeah, a melanistic lion.
What if somebody imported a puma? Yeah, what if somebody imported a puma from China?
Did you know that panthers aren't at, like, a panther?
What color panther, Zachary?
A panther that is black.
A pink
There's multiple
is
colored.
Not...
Alright, so...
I used to love that show.
I can't talk with you, idiot!
Let him speak.
I can't keep a train of thought. Start talking about how freaking birth-defected panthers... Jesus Christ. Soon after the report of the farmer, increased reports of livestock
deaths
and sightings of the beast. Like, you know? Like, I can't talk!
Wait. What livestock?
What do you think? What livestock? Sheep. Cows. Livestock, Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. Normal stuff.
Well, I could have thought that you meant livestock, like you were gaining livestock, like money.
He's investing into the stock market.
Investing in the big
cat. I don't know. It could just be.
What's your stand on Carol Baskin?
That's trying to scam people money.
Did she not?
Her voice is annoying.
Kill her husband.
Oh no, Nicole? She did. She has no explanation for where he went.
Cole? What's your opinion on this?
Yeah. I mean, her name sounds like Karen.
Maybe she asked for the manager over and over again.
Yeah, maybe she asked for the manager, and the manager was her husband.
So she just killed her.
And,
God.
That would be my explanation.
No,
Zach,
I'm
are you
not
done?
Done.
Alright, keep going then.
So they've actually searched for it. No shots were fired, particularly because of the risk of the Marines' high-powered sniper rifles passing straight through the creature's body and causing injuries to human livestock. But they have seen it.
Nobody cares about the livestock!
So there's been reported sightings.
Military.
There's been technical scientists that have said that they have seen this.
They haven't taken the shot, though.
Okay.
I would just shoot it and not care about livestock.
Well, you'd have to pay.
Yeah, I know. It's like if this thing's killing
cows are expensive.
Sheep. Killing. Boo-hoo. Okay, if you kill one sheep,
cows are really
and
expensive.
Save
60%
of cows,
the money in like America goes to military. They can pay for one cow.
It'd be waste of money. It kind of does matter.
Doesn't matter!
Yeah, but not if you catch a super creature that's an imported black puma from China.
That you can train into...
genetically modified
into a
freaking...
super weapon.
Robo-puma!
Yeah, you could just put a flamethrower on his back. Bam! It's
that thing wouldn't turn on you. It's only killed thousands of animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright,
Zach,
I'm
done.
Okay,
I'm done.
If it's killed thousands of
them,
being,
and
right?
I can't talk anymore without being interrupted. All right. So, yes.
Who
I'm
won
done.
Round three?
Me!
I think it was the bat.
I think it was the bat.
What was yours again, Brendan?
Just for political reasons.
Mine was a 1.5. No, wait, I don't remember. Mine was the one with, like, luxurious breasts.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
the bat
the
one
bat.
Better.
Mine was big bat.
No, like a big.
Yeah, so the only one who didn't win today was Brendan.
No, you didn't win.
I won. I just
you won one round.
No, I didn't.
I had
it was a three-way tie, and then mine is
I
Brendan.
Had the giant freaking 40-meter eel, the 20-meter. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No.
So a millipede.
That's not what I said.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast tonight.
Almost
45
minutes.
For joining us.
how much you want to bet half of that was me trying to get them to shut up?
Probably a lot of it.
Oh, no, you're welcome. About 50%.
So thank you guys for watching. Yes,
thank you.
Hope you enjoyed. Thank you both for coming on.
Try not to go too hard, Uncle.
But it's not 30 minutes 45. Left.
And
you will never be back.
We do need one more minute.
We need one more minute. Oh, wait. No, I left halfway.
No, we need one more minute to make it to 45.
Okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's already on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is, Zach. You also.
Oh, yeah, you joined in late.
Alrighty then.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next week. This is Brendan and Gavin.
Brendan and Zach.
This is Gavin, Zach, and Brendan's
Scripted
podcast.
No, all right, no,
signing
no
out.
I'm not laughing.